Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Fantasy Radio with La Crush Heart. Listen to me, folks. I just need to say this. I'm addict like a motherfucker crack addict. Listen, the computer's down. No internet service. Okay, tonight's topic is based on me ranting and my what the fuck moments. But tonight's topic is where they do that at. Listen to me, folks. I have no computer access right now, okay? No desktop, no keyboard, no nothing. But I am still here on Full Fantasy Radio live. I was like, listen, I'm having technical issues, right? But I'm still here, okay?
And
ready
so
for
am
a whole
I.
2 hours, or ready for a whole 2 hour show on where they do that at. Because, listen, folks, I got me a little, one of the little My Touch phones with a data plan. That's how I'm operating my switchboard right now. Okay, where they do that at? And I'm on my cell phone, folks. Where they do that at, they do that only on Phone Fantasy Radio. That's tonight's topic. I am at it hard body. Like, I had to get back to my people. Let me stop running my mouth, and let me officially introduce Mr. Stroker himself.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking. That's what I be doing.
Hey.
I be stroking.
There you go.
Black and white.
I stroke it to the east. And I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Early morning. Make love at 9 p.m. when you're listening to the Phone Fantasy Radio Live with La Crush Heart. What's up, Black Reporter? What's up?
And, I mean, you cut it off just when we were jamming, too. Just when we were getting into it, too.
That's and right. You, all right, folks, listen. First of all, there's no chat room tonight. There's no chat room tonight, folks. I can't access the chat room. Listen, these phones do amazing things, but that's one thing it can't do.
It can't access the chat room.
Believe me, I tried.
But
however, you can still get us live. The number 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. Listen, let me just put this out here, Black Report, because I just want people to know this, first of all.
Go ahead.
Please sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account. I'm on air 5 days a week, with or without a computer, as y'all can see. I'm on here. We're going to have fun. We always have fun. You know, we try to do it up big just for y'all. So please sign up for a free Blog Talk Radio account. Like us. Add us as a friend. Follow us so you can always be up to date when we on air and all that good stuff. So, and save our number to your phone. Save our number to your phone, the 347-989-0767. Save that shit under Crush Radio. That's it. Save that number, and then you can also save the afternoon quickie number, but that's another story. What you were going to say, Black Reporter?
No, I was just going to say that there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of where they do at out there. So
yes.
We should have a lot of people talking tonight.
Yes. Tonight's topic,
and,
y'all, is where they do that at. Call us up with your where they do that at moment. If you just want to ask the question, where they do that at, call us up, let us know what you think. Like I said, I'm working with my touch here. I got fat fingers. But if I can get you on air, I'll get you on air. All right. I see my trifling unofficial co-host over here. I'm going to try to bring you on, Miss Price. Lady C, you with us?
Hey.
There you go. There you go.
Hey,
where
Lady C.
Hey. Where they do
don't
that
you,
at, Lady
don't
C?
Don't you have
where
a couple of friends do that at?
I have no computer, Lady C. I have no computer. I'm right here, right now, on my Boost phone. Yes, folks, I got a Boost. Fuck y'all. I got a Boost phone in one hand, and I got the MyTouch in the other hand, and I am really hosting Phone Fantasy Radio Live right now. And best believe I will be on air until midnight, because at 11 p.m. we're going to do the quickie expose with my girl Candy. So I'm at it.
All right.
At it, like I got it. Like I said, we keep it official like Scott Tissue. Now we in Black Reporter would sit up here politicking like 5 minutes before the show, and I brought something up to him, Lady C. I said, now, we had hope for this young lady I'm about to mention. We had hope for her. She was on the verge of doing big things. We enjoyed her talent. We enjoyed her activism. And then she turned around and she did something. Where they do that at, moment? Where do they do that at, Miss Alicia Keys? How do you get pregnant by a married man? He divorces his wife. You get married to him and then you have his seed. Like, what? You trifling little whore.
What?
And then they wondering
for the
why
girl.
Black women feel the way we feel. And you know what, Swiss Beats, I'm mad at you, too. Mad at you, too. Because if that was the case, you should have just got rid of your wife first.
Yes.
But my thing is, Alicia Keys, what makes you think that he's not going to do it to you?
Thank you.
Is that not a setup for failure?
That is.
I have a way to do that, Ed. This was brought up to me by a good friend from the Curvy show, Miss Brick herself. She asked the question, why is it that when men argue with men, you know, they can drop the argument at work and let it be and go have a beer together and whatever. But when women have an argument at work, oh, they hold on to that sucker like nobody wants to let go of that. I mean,
I know what she's saying, but what we fail to realize is that, and I thank Blizzom for that. Blizzom is on air right now, I think, 8 to 10. You have to check him out at K-100 right here on Blog Talk Radio. Blizzom had a show last week talking about basic instincts. And what he was describing, I need to go check out that archive. I was on that show for a minute right before we had our show. I think it was Thursday. He was talking about basic instincts, and he brought up some valid points. At the end of the day, we are only, 95% or only, 2.8% away from being as same as a gorilla, right?
Yeah.
Or the whole ape thing, right? And we're mammals, yes.
Yeah.
We are mammals.
So
that 2%. That 2%, the fact that we have thumbs and the fact that we can reason makes us, at the end of the day, we were built with the same instincts, which are basic instincts, as those of animals. And if you think about it, and he really broke it down for you, so I was like, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to paraphrase what he was saying. However, men are built to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
Women are built to be the nurturers, and we're built to care and be emotional.
But that's why we can hold on
to that grudge. We'll hold on to that feeling.
Okay.
We'll hold on to that because that's what we're wired to do. You know, when I say filth, I mean, that's how we're wired to do. By nature, that's what we're wired to do. Some women can, drop and let that go, but by nature, that's what women are wired to do. We're wired to give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Men are wired physically, we're wired emotionally,
Blow it off.
So And, you know, and that also comes in when it comes to the whole cheating thing as well. You know, if you think about it in the wild, if you want to say, in the wild, your the male counterparts are allowed to have as many mates as they want to.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They're allowed to have as many mates as you want to because that's the way they're wired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, however, there's something we call the alpha male. All right? That same guy, that same male that has all those different mates also protects those mates, provides
mm-hmm.
for those mates, make sure those mates are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll fight them off. He'll fight them off until he's old. Until he's old and can't fight them off no more. That's his territory.
Yeah.
That's his property. That's his mate. See, that's where the difference come in. Well, I believe that's where the difference come in between us being human males, as far as having many mates. You know, they still have that instinct mentally. They're still wired to go out
mm-hmm.
there and fuck everything moving because that's the way they were built.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what makes it hard for us to comprehend and understand and accept that is not only just society and environment. However, it is the fact that these men are out here fucking everything, but they're not taking care of home.
Exactly.
They're not providing that security and that stability that we earn for, and that's basically a where the fuck they do that moment. that whole just realization of it, just like where the fuck they do that at? Only in the wild.
That's why I brought it up.
Listen, y'all are tuned to the Phone Fantasy Radio. We got Miss Trifling, Lady C. We got Mr. Trifling. Yep, you're still trifling. Black Reporter.
Uh-huh.
OMG. I'm a punk?
I said,
oh, hi. Oh, another thing. I'm about to rant real quick so y'all can either hang up or keep it moving, but I'm about to get on my real rant. And first of all, Phone Fantasy Radio was established in 2006, if you want to be official with it.
Mm-hmm.
Phone Fantasy Radio was established in 2006. Phone Fantasy Radio has been on Blog Talk Radio since November of 2007. Here we are in 2010, and guess what? Phone Fantasy Radio is still here. Y'all been following me on Facebook. Y'all been know I've been on some real rampage shit last week. I had a what the fuck moment. Every day last week I had a what the fuck moment.
Mm-hmm. We know.
And the way my shit tops off is, hey, okay, as y'all know, I do another show. With Candy, Ruby, Miss Ruby Candy, and together we're Candy Crush. Power Twins activate. Okay. So we had to reschedule an interview that we were doing on Friday. Now we asked this gentleman to bring him and his crew to our show. He said, "Yeah, I'll do it." Okay, fine, great. So me being the efficient worker that I am. And me being on my game and me being the preparer that I am, hit this person up. And I was like, listen, I need you to send me your bio, your press kit, your links, all that good stuff so I can go ahead and promote you. He was like, all right, okay. And I was like, you know, and also because, like I said, my computer's crashy, I was like, can you go in there and put your music up there so we can have your music for Friday. Right? Okay, fine. This person sends me a link, folks. He sends me a link to a profile, his profile page on one of these music artists, you know, networks. Okay, fine. I click on the link. I look under bio. I swear you not, my dude, there were literally two freaking sentences under the bio. Lady, Lady C, it's not even funny. Because I'm like, wait, where they do that at? Two sentences.
That's not a bio.
Under the bio, right? It was two sentences. One was we've been doing this for over two decades. Wait. One was we've been doing this for over two decades. The other one was, okay, this is what we're doing in 2009. What? You know what I'm about to ask? You know what I'm about to ask?
Yeah.
Where do that at? What? Two decades and you only got two sentences? What? Then he felt some type of way. Mind you, we're typing this. He felt some type of way. I feel like this is how I interpret it. He felt some type of way and he put down, it ain't like y'all got 10,000 listeners and y'all not hot 9-7. What? Hold up. Where they do the fuck at? Hold up. What? This is where I'm at. Oh, my God. This is where I'm at. Mind you, I'm typing this to this man. I did not even say what. I was like, I just looked at my computer and blinked a bit because I was like, this nigga did not just go there. I'm like, this nigga did not just go there on my shit, right? So what's my response? Because, you know, you slick with it. I'm slick with it, too. Nigga,
right.
I might not be hot 9-7, but best believe I'm still hot. That's what I put, quote, unquote. I put that. I might not be hot 9-7. This may not be real radio to some folks. This may not be hot 9-7 to some folks. But, nigga, we still hot. And when you hot, you last. And when you last, we get people like you that been doing this for 20 years, your panties in a motherfucking bunch. How in the hell he gonna say, oh, I was just gonna do it as a favor. I don't wanna do it, I'll pass on it. Ba ba ba, like he's doing me like you're doing me a problem. All right, fine. That's exactly what I put. Okay, fine. Right? This man sends me a message back. He sends me a message back to on my Facebook. He sends me a message back now, he's messaging me on my Facebook. Oh, I was just doing this girl a favor, and, you know, bio, no bio, we still would have been on point, blah, 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 blah. You know, he just rocked me off, and I was like, listen, sir, I didn't insult him. I didn't try to insult him. I didn't even stoop down to his level. I said, what you talk to with her is between you and her, okay? I was like, I take my shit seriously, just like how you take your shit seriously. You want somebody to take you seriously, I handle mine. I'm on point with mine. The Crush, we need a bio. Crush gave you a bio. Crush, we need links. Crush got links. Crush, we got a website. Yes, I got a website. Go to fullfantasyradio.com. As a matter of fact, bookmark that. What? Not hot 9-7. And you know what? If I was hot 9-7, I would have passed you by because you ain't prepared. Ain't no way in hell. They say, you're not professional. What? I'm like, if you're going to be professional, if you're going to act like you're a professional, then be professional. Regardless of what the show may be about, I don't care if we was talking about the moon. You come in there as an artist. You come there as a musician. So, therefore, you need to be prepared and promote yourself as a musician. I'm not promoting you as a sex expert. I'm not promoting you as an astronaut. I'm promoting you as a music artist. And we just want your opinion. At the end of the day, that's what we're here for. It's a radio show. We play music. We want to promote you as an artist. We didn't ask you to come up here under anything else but as your artist, right? Just to promote your talent. You know, guys, musicians out there, indie artists out there, you can't be mad at Crush because Crush is prepared. Don't underestimate me. Then had the nerve to get on my Facebook page. Once I said that, he blocked me from his shit. Black Report.
Hey, I'll get up and try. And it says,
yes,
ma'am.
You knock your
hip
out of joint.
Ma'am.
You're trying a new sexy move. Keep on.
You keep slipping off that door. That's Steve Harvey in the background. I'm in transit. Let me get back with you when I get out of transit, okay?
Okay. Michael Porter. That's how he has a pair, right? This is what I'm just talking about, people. Where the fuck they do that at, people? It don't be me, y'all. It don't be me. Tell y'all, do not be me. Where the fuck they do that at? All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I see I got some people hands up. Let me contact some of these people. The 973, we're going to bring him on.
Hello, Ms. Crush Hart.
What's up? What's up, Ms.
What's up? What's up? Good. I want to say something, Black Porter. Like you said, where the fuck that dude at? I want to tell him, y'all, I had my man download his damn thing from the other day. We were playing that shit, leaving the studio. We were going crazy up here in Jersey.
He hung up.
Yeah, but that 803 number's my, do you got an 803 number? That 803 number's my man. He's waiting to call in, so I ain't going to be on here too long.
No,
but
I don't have
an
803 number yet. I don't have an 803 number yet.
That's my man, Paul Davis.
I have a 347 number, a 718 number. I see you somewhere there. I'm about to let you on in the 225 number. That's what I have on right now.
How you doing?
I'm where the fuck they at moment. Where the fuck they do that at moment.
I don't know, but Alicia Keys is married to him now, too. That's her husband. If y'all don't
know
that.
I know. Before she was married, she was pregnant. Before she was pregnant, he was somebody else's husband.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But you know how some of you y'all think like this. Oh, I bet I can get this pussy and suck that dick so goddamn good and put this pussy on him. That nigga never go nowhere. That's how y'all think. That's how y'all think. And all men don't cheat, so I don't know why y'all be saying, I can name some girl that fuck that have more dick than I have pussy. I don't know why y'all say men think like that. All men don't think like that. I mean, I can name some girl right now that have more dick than I have pussy.
Wow. Because
it ain't, don't you know, it ain't.
The man is a weird fucker do that at moment for real.
Yeah, I know girl that have more dick than I have pussy.
Jermaine,
man,
you do fucking where they do that at person for real, man.
See, what men
always take Jermaine to keep things animated, man. Always take Jermaine.
But see, what men don't understand is they really killing themselves fat every time. Don't you know, go to a doctor and tell any man go to his doctor. It takes, every time he orgasms, he comes, it takes a third of his blood from his heart. It goes into that sperm. The blood, that's what makes a baby. How you, what you think a sperm can make a baby by itself? No, that's blood going into your testicles, mixing up a sperm. That's how that is, but it's a lot of blood. It makes a third of a man's blood every time you call. Every time you tie his hand and get up. That shit kills you fast too much fucking. They don't understand that. That shit kills you.
That's what's up.
Well, you know what? A woman can look up longer than a man can look down. I hope these motherfucking niggas know that. I hope they know that. A woman can look up longer than a man look down. It took me 17 years old to bet an old woman, like 20 years older than me, $500 and prove me wrong. I learned that word from her. She said, you talk a lot of shit because you're young. You talk all the shit, what you can do. I bet you won't bet me $500. I bet you I can look up longer, you can look down. I said, bet, goddamn it, where's your money at? And when she got up, she had, all I smelled, when I woke up, all I smelled was dresses going, and my mother, and I looked up on the dress, and my mother was on her table. I said, oh, shit. But yeah, but go ahead if you can't answer the 803 number, because that's Paul Davis. He's waiting on you. He's waiting to introduce himself and tell you what's up.
Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Yes, okay, thank you. You know, I love Fancy Radio. Fuck Hot 97. Go Fancy Radio. You know it.
Woo!
Where are you at? Fuck Hot 97. I hate Hot 97.
Exactly. Fuck Hot 97.
Got four fans.
Where did you do that at? Oh,
okay. I'm still here, though.
All right. That's what's up. That was Insane Jermaine representing Hackett Sack, the BBW associate, Cam J. Brown Jr., hardest working man in motherfucking showbiz. Where the fuck they do that at? Only in Hackett Sack. All right, we're going to go to our next caller. The 7 to the 1 to the is 8. What a do, sexy. What a do.
Hey, what up? What's going on with y'all?
Nothing. How you is?
Chilling. Tired. Shit, what's going on?
all that's going on? You, I, what the hell?
Shit.
Oh,
What's our topic for tonight?
Our topic for tonight is where they do that at. We ranting. Hey, we ranting about it all, man. Where they do that at? You know, my computer's down right now. I got a cell phone to one ear, and I got another cell phone working the switchboard. But guess what? It is what we got. We got an hour and 34 minutes left, but we are here on Full Face Radio Live. Tell you, man, where they do that at?
Where
I'm about to get dressed
that?
And go to the store. I'm about to host the show in the store in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and see if I can get some ghetto dudes on. No, just one. Where they do
that?
Tell them where they can get that. Where they can cop that at, bro.
Yeah, they do that.
But now
that
I can go on the road and host the show, you never know where it might be. I don't know. I can go on the road and host a show. You know where I might be. I might host a show at a Starbucks in Manhattan somewhere. I don't know.
All
right. Where they do that at?
On the road with
what
the crowd.
Only on Full Face Radio. So, D, what's up, man? Tell us about you. Where they do that at? What's going on in your neck of the woods? Hello. Did he hang up?
Hello.
Did he hang up? D, hello? Oh, well, yeah, we lost him. All right. we're still on at 347. I see you. Thank you for tuning in, 347. I don't know, folks. I do not know. Listen, you don't have to take me seriously. I don't care. You know, y'all want to hate. I don't care. I was LaCrush Hearts before I met you. I'll be LaCrush Hearts after I met you. And then they had the nerve to e-thug me, Lady C. Oh, man, e-thug
no.
me. Oh, you better shut. Nigga said you better shut your mouth before I embarrass you on Facebook. What? What?
Oh, no.
And told me I need to step my BTR game up without candy. What? Why the fuck did you do that? What?
Wrong person.
Lady C. Well, I'm talking all this smack, but I tell you, as far as they, like, this is my first time actually speaking on it. Like, people hear me speak on it because, you know, there's a place and a time for everything.
Right.
But you straight being a bitch. Like, you straight being a bitch. Five, like, you putting it out there. I didn't put nothing out there. You put it out there. You get what I'm saying? Like, if
been
all you had to do was say, LaCrush, we knew at this. And then on top of that, my thing is, if you didn't have the nerve to sit up there and get mad at me, like, oh, I'm not trying to be like Jay, then what the fuck are you trying to do then? If you're not conspiring to be like somebody, or you don't want to, if you don't have no type of goals or no type of dreams, then what the fuck are you doing this for?
Just because.
At the end of the day, it's not even trying to be like Jay. Oh, I'm not trying to be like Jay. What? Jay's a fucking billionaire. Or for doing exactly what you're trying to do.
Yep.
So you might want to say at the end of the day. So for you to sit up there and say, I'm not trying to be like Jay right now at this very point, that's like you sit up there saying, I don't have no goals. This is a hobby. What? That's a 20-year-old hobby. And at the end of the day, LaCrush is not an artist. I'm not an artist, but I do enjoy music.
Right.
Anybody that know me, and that's the thing. You can't embarrass me on Facebook, my love. You can't embarrass me nowhere, my love, because my mother didn't name me LaCrush Hearts. At the end of the day, that's just a persona. Do you know what I mean? Name one person you know I know. That's not on Facebook. Name
Maria.
One person you know I know. Exactly. At the end of the day, LaCrush Hearts is a persona. Phone Fantasy Radio is her hobby. This ain't my job.
I'm not expecting
to make money off of this. If I make money, then so be it. But I'm not doing this because I'm making money off of it. I'm doing it because I enjoy the music. I enjoy the arts. And I want to tell people, you know what? I got something to say. I'm going to go ahead and speak my mind. Oh, boy. People was like, LaCrush, what's going on? I'm like, listen, I don't know, because I did not know this person put that up there. But as I say on my page, I'm not stuck up or conceited. I'm realistic, because damned if you do or damned if you don't. Haters don't have a preference. You know what I'm saying? Haters don't have a preference. And, your damn mouth. What? I'm grown. So none of these motherfuckers pay my bills. If you don't like what I say, what you can do? You can change the fucking dial. I'm not mandatory for you to listen to me. Don't pull up my
what
face.
What do that at?
Huh? Don't pull
you
up my face.
You know what I mean? You do it because you enjoy being here. I didn't force it. I didn't put a gun to Lady C head. Lady C, you better call her to my show.
What?
You don't call her to my show. I'm not your friend, Lady C. I didn't put a gun to her head. She called in because she's enjoying it. I do this because I enjoy it. At the end of the day, I was like, listen, Black Reporter, you don't have to feel like this is real radio or nothing like that, but I bet you, Black Reporter, this done, you being on Phone Fantasy Radio done reignited something in you.
Yes.
Let's just say that then. It don't have to be real radio, but it was real to you because now what you going to do? You're about to go on AM and FM radio. You've been retired for like 25 years. What? It was real to some people. Yep, I had to put everybody on blast today. What? Where they do that at? When we on Phone Fantasy Radio. There you go, Black Reporter. There you go, Black Reporter.
Yep. And
Black Reporter, you know I love you like I love oatmeal. But, I just had to put you on blast.
What? Wait, like you love oatmeal?
Yeah, I love you like I love oatmeal. But it really just irked the nerve with me that these people be going hard and they be so sensitive. Like, at the end of the day, if you ask this person, why are you upset with Crush or why are you hating on Candy Crush or the case may be, it'll say because she asked me for a bio. Where they do that at? Because she asked me, not one time, Lady C, this is what I'm saying, not one time did I insult him. Not one time did I insult him. Not one. He the one who said, I'm doing a one-man band because my bandmates are lazy. Then where the fuck they do that at? Why do you want to make an album with them if they lazy?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, why would you even want to sit up there and go through that? You just sat here and screamed in my ear about how you went through this for the last 17 years. Now you're going to go through this again? What the fuck they do that?
Damn,
what? Listen, this is a LaCrush rant. If you, like I said before, if you don't like LaCrush Hearts, if you don't like Phone Fantasy Radio, if you don't like any of that, unfollow, block us. You don't even have to know anything about me. Unfollow me, block me, dislike me, all of the above. But I'm going to be here before you, and I'm going to be here after you. That's it.
And your actions does not dictate my life.
Exactly. Like... Oh, I'm so sorry.
And he thugged me.
And I left it up there, folks. I left it up there. So if you go to one of my pages, you'll see it. I left it up there. And I have done not one time. I still haven't hated on you because nobody knows who you are. I still haven't mentioned your name, sir. Still haven't mentioned your name. Now, if you speak on this, you can only blame whom? Anyway, it's a LaCrush rant. I could do that because this is Phone Fantasy Radio with two LaCrush Hearts. All right, so they go hard too, man. They go hard. Fuck LaCrush Hearts. People, they was going hard. I'm going to tell people not to go to your show. What?
So you know you're doing something good when they want to hate
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I know. And then they had the nerve to sit there and say, I'm beneath them. Lady C, they said, I'm beneath them.
Oh,
I'm beneath you. Okay. You're beneath me. You're beneath me. And you keep your damn mouth shut on Facebook for I embarrass you. And you just step your game up on BTR. Fuck a BTR. Love you, BTR. Well, fuck a BTR. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah.
Phone Fantasy Month is 24/7. Go to PhoneFantasyRadio.com. And what do you hear? And the artist playing. Music playing.
Yeah.
You want to hear me 24/7, my love. Not with or without BTR. Black Reporter, did we not host a show without BTR last month?
Of course. Of course.
Oh, okay. What? Step my game up. Sir, go to my website and then go to your website. Oops. What? Step my game up.
No, you need to do his homework.
Like I said, I'm not stuck up. I'm not conceited. I'm just realistic because I know I put in my 110%. Even if this isn't just a hobby, I don't rap. I barely dance. You know what I mean? I know I'm realistic with my shit. If you know anything about LaCrush, because LaCrush told you, nobody had to report nothing to you. At the end of the day, LaCrush told
you
about it.
He didn't do his homework. He didn't do his homework.
He didn't do his homework. Like, Google me and then Google you.
What?
You need to really get, like, what? Phone Face and Radio's been out since 2000. And I wasn't even going under La Crush Heart when Phone Face and Radio was created. And Phone Face and Radio's still out there, sir. Set my game up. What? I don't do this because, I mean, you know, listeners, great. You get what I'm saying? Participants, great. Callers, great. But before there was a Black, a Porter, before there was a Lady C, before there was an Isday, Jermaine, before there was any of y'all, I was still doing full fantasy radio. Why? Because it's La Crush Heart. I don't need nobody to validate me but me.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, everything else is just, it's just sugar on top of the candy. That's it. You know, it
right.
just makes things sweeter. It just makes things sweeter. It's like having a job with benefits.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's like having a job with benefits. The benefits just make everything sweeter.
Right.
You know, but damned if Black Reporter don't call in, the show's still going on. If Lady C don't call in, the show's still going on. If nobody calls in, the show's still going on. So, I mean, I'm not doing this so I can be validated. Mind you, just like you're not trying to be Jay-Z, I'm not trying to be Wendy Williams. Holla.
All right.
There you go.
At the end of the day, it's just like that. If you're not trying to be Jay, I'm not trying to be Wendy. I don't want to be Angie Martinez. She was on Hot 97, right? I don't want to be Angie Martinez. Sorry.
Are you don't want to be Wendy Williams or whatever?
No. I don't want to be Angie Martinez. How you doing? I told you I was having what the fuck moments last week. If y'all do not believe me, y'all need to subscribe to my Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me add some more friends to my growing friends list. OMG. Y'all can follow us on facebook.com/... Phone Fantasy Radio. Also / La Crush Heart. That's LaKrushHeart. And you can also hit us up on Candy Crush On Air. That's KandiKrushOnAir. Black Reporter, you're on there. Tell them where you at.
And also Facebook.com/ BLK Reporter.
Yeah. You're on there, Lady C? You on here?
I'm not on here. Not yet. I'm going to get on there. Lady C is going to get on there.
Lady C going to get on there. Yeah, go on to Lady C. That's Lady C, trifling ass. Lady C. The first name is going to be trifling. My last name is going to be Lady C. I'm sure you got some fans out here, Lady C. I'm sure, you know, at the end of the day, people fail to realize that one thing about BTR, one thing about the World Wide Web is it's internationally known. May not be nobody here at 9 p.m., but I'm sure there's somebody at 2 a.m. somewhere else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So shout out to those internationals. And I've had people from Thailand call up. I've had people from Germany call up. I've had people from different locations call up, you know, to my show and stuff like that. So. And I have a whole bunch of fucking foreigners on my fucking Facebook. Shout out to everybody in the world, because this is global. Phone Fantasy Radio is global. The Crush Heart is global. And I haven't even been doing this for 20 years. I sit up here. And, you know, like I said, I got nothing but time on my hands right now, so I can go hard. But I sat up here, and he's like, I've been doing this for 20 years. Hold up. 20 years ago, I was 10.
20 years ago, I was 30, so therefore,
you have to be, if not approaching your 40s, in your 40s. Right.
It's not open.
If not approaching your 40s, you have to be in your 40s. So, right. Therefore, you're a hell of a older than me, and you're not aspiring to be like nobody?
Something wrong with that.
But you want us to take you seriously?
What they do, Danny?
Thank you. And my gingerbread voice, hello.
What the fuck?
WTF all day, every day. Listen, I told y'all, y'all thought I was lying when I said that y'all be having what the fuck moments. I just, and I predicted it too. I woke up like, what the fuck? Just for no reason. Woke up last week. Woke up, opened my eyes, and what the fuck? Like, thank you, Lord, but what the fuck?
Oh, I had a what the fuck moment
and
this
each
week.
Day, each day there was a highlight of what the fuck.
Yeah.
I had some videos of highlights of the fuck.
Yeah.
And Black Reporter contributed to.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Black Reporter contributed to. Like, what the fuck, Black Reporter? Oh, my goodness. Now the first thing. Oh, man. I scare everybody else away with my damn mouth. Actually, I think I'm the most polite person I know. And actually, I do think I'm the most polite person I know because I don't give them the fever. You know what I mean? I don't give people fever. Unless they give me fever. I'm not giving people fever.
Mm.
They just feel some type of way because they just want to fuck with LaCrush. That's all right. You know, I can take a joke every now and then. I can even admit when I'm wrong. But I swear on everything I love, I was not wrong. I did not insult nobody. Still haven't insulted nobody.
But that was a good question, though, LaCrush. Where's the bio? That is a legitimate question.
That's a good question. If you go to Soul Fantasy Radio right now, okay, I redid my website to accommodate Candy Crush on air, okay? If you go to Soul Fantasy Radio right now, each artist was only two now because we just started. Like I said, we've only been doing this for 3 weeks. I may have been doing it for 3 years, but this is brand new, right?
Right.
If we were doing this only for 3 weeks, mind you, this is what I'm saying. Compare you to me. You saying, oh, we just brand new to it. Y'all got 2 cents bio. I'm brand new to it, but if you go to our About Me page, our bio is the whole page wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't do that. You get what I'm saying? So you can't say this, oh, I'm brand new to this. If you're brand new to this, that's what your bio should have said.
Right.
Such and such, such and such, such and such, combined, have 20 years of experience, but we brand new and we bring you something hot. You can check us out at our links, blah, 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 blah. Blank. That's all you had to say. Crush, why don't you come up with something and then get back to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you had to say. You get what I'm saying?
Need some help.
And then when the bitch respond back, oh, I was just playing earlier. Fuck out of here. What?
No.
Like, I'm what?
People don't play like that.
I was just playing. What?
Where they do that?
When the insults become just playing.
When
do the insults become
at?
I'm just playing? That's like beating somebody in the head with a brick and say I'm just playing. What?
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I mean, exactly. Oh, you're bleeding, my bad. You shot a nigga. Oh, you dead, my bad. What?
Huh?
I was just playing with the gun.
I was just playing.
Yeah.
Where they do that at?
Exactly.
Where they do that
at? You know, and then regardless, I don't care if this person is spawned. I don't care if this person come out. I don't care if this person posts on my wall. I still got the fucking email, sir. You blocked me. I can't respond to you. I can't email you. I can't do nothing, sir, to you. You're not blocked on my situation. You know what I'm saying? But like I said on the page, if you have something to say to LaCrush Hearts, if you have something about LaCrush Hearts, my phone number, 347-766-7229, my email account, LaCrushHearts@yahoo.com, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Fuck that. Google me. You can get in touch with LaCrush Hearts. You know? This is the forum for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
This is the forum for it. Because this is a,
where did you do that, mommy? I'm so bad, but I blocked you.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I'm so, you a hot mess. You this, all of the above, but yet, I'm blocked. If I'm beneath you, why the
storm
is that I say? Then you tell I'm beneath him. Yeah, if I'm beneath you, why the storm is
the need to block?
If I'm nobody, why even get upset to begin with? If this is nothing, if my show is nothing, if it ain't going nowhere, if it ain't all of that, and then the Black Report on my page, didn't I say that? I said sometimes you just gotta listen to the nigga actions speak louder than their words.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just gotta stop and listen. Like, look at this motherfucker. I'm nobody, I ain't doing shit, but yeah, I got you ranting everywhere. Got you renting everywhere. Mind you, you've been doing this for 20 years. Am I your first? Argument? No. Are you a professional at this? You're supposed to be. I'm just saying. But you know what? I would like to take this moment to thank Lady C, to thank Black Reporter, the Insane Jermaine, the 718s, the 347s, the 803s, the 414s, and the 909s, and everybody that check out Full Fantasy Radio, the Afternoon Quickie, and the Quickie Expose. Thank you very, very freaking much. Because, I don't know, like, it's like, I don't know. I've been up there 3 years. I tell you, man, October 1st, I don't know where them fucking haters came from. Right, Black Reporter?
Yep.
I don't know where these haters came from. They just came out of the woodwork. Like, what, bitch?
You stepping
up. And then on top of that, Lady C, I do five shows a week, right? I'm on the air 5 days a week. 2 shows I do on Thursdays and Tuesdays. Okay? And then we do 1 show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, Monday, Wednesday, right. Friday. I'm on here 5 days a week. You don't catch me living on BTR. However, this person got one little old show at 10 o'clock at night. You ain't got time for your family? What? Where they do that at? I need to upgrade. That's what I'm saying. What? Don't let me embarrass you, sir. You can't embarrass me. Let me embarrass you, sir. What? Fuck out of here. Like I said, you had it like a crack at it. I do it because I'm a fish you. That's it. Anyway, enough of me ranting about this situation. We got an hour and 13 minutes remaining. It's okay. It's all good. I'm going to see if I can play a good old song. I don't know if it'll go through.
Good luck.
But it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt to try. I'm going to see if I can get this Estimova working. If I get the Estimova working, I am a mobile. And then we'll be back. But this is our theme form for today. Aw, man, it's not going to work. I don't know. 1 minute they want to work. Next minute don't want to work. Okay, there we go.
About that time again. From the Bronx Projects, rap like I'm Godsent. Yes, call me Godson, but I ain't Nas kid. This is the mogul man, once was a large kid. Now I'm the large man, pro for the star since 2003. They tell me they go hard with this name that I do, but it's not that hard, spit these verses like no one. Nigga, I'm Shogun, and that be showing up. Nigga, you ain't so tough. If you wanna do it, then we can just go. Cause I got paper for goons, you got donuts. I got extra pay, nigga, that's bonus. You happy old downloads, nigga, that's bogus. I wanna see numbers that can sound scared happy. Cause you never seen like a brown man pappy. Mogul got heat, that crack, that smacky. Niggas can't compete, they whack, they crappy. Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul. I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Talking about this one, talking about that one. Niggas just talk, but me, I was down, son. Hear them when they raps me, make them say clown, son. In any real hood, we scrape a man clown, son. Niggas feel real cool, yapping on a keyboard. Put their little head on a poster, nigga, reward. Little caca, looking like a retard. Change your little voice up, just so you could be hard. My whole rap story is realer than reality. Since the remote lounge, niggas was doubting me. Been up on TV, HD powered me. Even a deep throat chick couldn't swallow me. Nigga, I'm flying shit, print me on paper. I change clothes like niggas change haters. Some niggas cool, and other niggas traitors. I am a mogul, I am the greatest.
Tell them who you are. I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul. I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Had that royalty shit. Then the royalty split, so I changed the whole game. Now I'm on some me shit. Say what they want, but it never was some we shit. No time recording, I guess they play we shit. Work with those who go hard and be shit. Cause I would change up, be up on some B shit. It's just some mogul man, the rest memories. If it was a real thing, then it would be it. I'm real quick to spaz out, midget height of temper. But this world's real cold, hard as cold December. Realest nigga on beats, never a pretender. Lends a meat market, dude, touch them, they so tender. Plot them in my way, yeah, never will you hinder. See them in my rear view, hanging from a fender. Mogul Music 010, nigga, I'm a winner. Mogul Music 010, nigga, I'm a winner.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul. I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Tell them who you are.
I am a mogul.
Remix the man song and shit. Lady C, you still with us?
I'm here.
Black Report, you still with me?
You heard what I said. The man who said that my theme song was one of the greatest songs ever made.
I am a mogul.
You just say that last week.
Oh, okay, the Black Reporter.
Let me see. Black Reporter, I didn't even say that this time. She was okay, Black Reporter.
All right, Black Reporter. We get it, Black Reporter. We got it. Shout out to the new Android phones. I need one for my birthday. And shout out to me. My birthday coming up.
You need an Android. One of the new kinds.
Yeah, I need one of those. Like, the droid is actually saving me right now. My whole step on fantasy radio with no computer because of a droid. Like, what? And I was able to play music? Come on now. That's hot.
All right.
That's hot right now.
And which kind of droid do you have?
This is a MyTouch. The Google T-Mobile MyTouch thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have a droid Aries that was sent to me that I'm going to send back.
Oh.
Why?
Oh. You still haven't sent it back yet?
I still haven't sent it back. He didn't send the money to get it cut on. I have AT&T. He want me to do a droid. Send me the money for the Verizon. Send me a phone. I'm AT&T. What's droid? Verizon.
Okay.
Something
you
want to
use, folks.
Yeah. Hey, I have a what the fuck moment, LaCrush. I need to tell. Okay, you know, you meet somebody on chat line and you talk to them. And you don't meet them in person for a while, but you talk. We talk for about, what, a month or two? So yesterday, I was sitting in the car waiting on my son to come out of the place, and the guy walks up to the car. Hey, how you doing? Fine. What's your name? Give him a name. You sure that's your name? Yeah, that's my name. How old are you? 31. I'm 51. I could be your mom. No, I want to talk to you. Mm-mm. I say, tell me, what's your name? And it was the guy. I say, what the fuck? Hey, you didn't realize
they do that at
me.
What? Yeah, where they do that at?
Where they do that at? I done sent you pictures of me. You have pictures of me. You can't tell that's me? What the fuck? You said your name was, that is my name. Look at me. Get your ass home. Can I come see you? Hell no. You
Wow, he's popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're trying to flirt with me and talk with me. I like older women. And what the hell? What's your name? He told me his name. He has a name that nobody would make up, so I knew it was him. What the fuck? Who the fuck? You know who you're talking to.
Damn, Eugene.
Did he know? So he knew it was you, but he tried to act like he didn't know. He didn't know it was me.
He was just trying to do undercover shit.
Yeah, he was trying to flirt some more with somebody else. He just wants him a woman. Yeah, okay, bye.
Babe,
wow. I
want
to see you.
Hell
no.
First of all,
you roll up to my car. You don't look. You look suspicious. I'm out. Yeah. Hold on. Roll up to my car like that. I'm locking the door.
Walking.
Locking the door. I will run your ass over. Don't fuck with me.
No.
I'll do straight in the movie. I'm going to open my door, knock you with it. As soon as you go down, I'm going to drive off. And if your legs get caught under the wheels, oh well.
My son come on. Why are they trying to talk to my mom? I said, because your mom's so sexy.
Oh, yeah. What's up with old boy? What's his name? Oh, my goodness. I can't. His name escapes me, but there's this young little boy, 14 years old, who actually made a song about guys trying to holler at his mama. He's 14 years old.
Oh,
I can't think of the name
of
his little boy. Astronomical or something like that, boy, or something. Oh, man, I can't think of it right now. It was something wicked. I'm like, all right. He's on YouTube. Oh, man. I'm going to get that for y'all, though. We're going to get that for y'all.
He made a song. Don't holler at his mama.
Yeah, no. Don't be trying to, yo, mom, what's good? I'm right here. I'm like, that's what's up. Finally,
oh,
I'm
like the Dorito commercial.
I'm going to post that on the site. That's going to be the viral video of the week when I get back. I'll get my computer back.
Don't touch my Doritos. Don't touch my mom.
That's it.
That was cute, too, right? That was a commercial.
Yeah, I love football. Super Bowl commercials are the best. Super Bowl has the best commercials.
Yeah, it always
and he
does.
Was on that boy. Then. Was he on that man now? That
yes,
boy had the
did.
Straight grill on.
He looked at him like, wait a minute. He had that what the fuck look at him like, where'd you come from? What you want? Put you in place. Don't touch my Doritos. Don't touch my mom. Like, I'm gonna CSI her when she come home.
All of the above.
Dust us for fingerprints.
You gonna dust up and throw powder on her.
Could you imagine a child doing that after watching CSI? Mom, I want to take you for fingerprints.
Because you know,
little kids pick up everything now.
Also, another way they do that at the moment, fucking cable vision. Yeah, how you get rid of Channel 5 and Channel 9? Isn't that prime time? Don't that supposed to automatically come to you? How do you get rid of those two channels?
Because
wait. Well, no. What happened, Crush, is that Fox and Cablevision had a major falling out.
I know.
And
I know what happened. Like, I'm not talking about what happened.
Mm.
I know that, Black Report. Thank you very much. Black Report always got to be politically correct, don't he?
Yeah.
Like, we know that, Black Reporter. We live out here, we know. We live in the real world.
But yeah, everybody lives in New York City.
Yeah, Black Reporter, we live out here, we know. OMG. I want
to
invite everybody to tune in right after this with Cookie Expose. 858-769-4738. That's the number to call in. 858-769-4738. And also remember, you can always go to foamfantasyradio.com. The right-hand side, you're going to see two little blue and white players. Just press on play, and the latest show
latest show of Phone Fantasy Radio, and the latest show of Candy Crush on air will play. So if you missed the show, or if you missed any of our shows, just go through there, click live on air or Candy Crush on air. It'll take you to the page where you can listen to the archive shows. So do not worry. We still can be in your ear. You can download us, put us on your iPod. You can laugh at us. You can cut and paste us. As long as you listen. Like I said, bookmark phonefantasyradio.com. You can follow us everywhere. All our links are right there. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, friend feed, Yahoo, all of the above, nigga. You name it, I most likely got it. So.
It is 9 o'clock. It is 9 o'clock in the central, 10 o'clock in the East Coast, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, right here on BTR, Blog Talk Radio. With LaCroix Sharks, Black Reporter, and Lady C.
Lady C. And all our listeners, shout out to our listeners right now. We do not have a chat room.
Hey.
But like I said, we are having technical difficulties right now. But we'll be back at it. And we will be having an awesome
November.
We got an awesome month of November. I already got it planned out from the 2nd all the way down to the 30th. It's going to be awesome, We have our 30-year anniversary coming up November 9th. And a happy birthday to me. So we're going to straight be reminiscing. We got Big Girl Styles, CEO of Fat Boy Entertainment, Mr. Big Shug, is going to stop by on my birthday and celebrate with me. He was my first official guest, so he'll be doing the big girl parties. And as y'all know, next month is Big Girl Appreciation Day. I got Miss 98 Inches of Booty, Supreme Diva, coming in November 2nd. We got the Guinness Book of World Largest Natural Breast, is Norma Stitz, will be in the building on the 16th. And Miss Queen Rocky, the founder of LargeAndInCharge.com, online magazine, online TV, online radio, will be our special guest on the 23rd. I also have a special guest co-host that's going to be helping us out with our Chop It Up topics on Thursday nights. Is Miss Butter. Look up on Facebook, Miss Butter. Butter Loving. She's gonna be she always has the awesome topics. She's a BBW on point doing her thing. She's definitely gonna be in the building. She says she don't mind doing it. She happy to do it. See, people listen to us. You may not see them. You get what I'm saying? I may not see them, but they out there listening. You never know who's listening. Norma Stitt, listen, girl, I heard your show. I was tuned in. I'm definitely checking you out, so I wouldn't mind doing your show. What's up? See, this is what I'm talking about. Full Face Radio is popping.
And that's where they do that at.
That's where they do that at. Only on Full Fantasy Radio. On Thursday nights, all next month, we have very serious, very down-to-earth topics about size acceptance and empowerment, you know, because, you know, everybody say big girls need love, and I've been trying to promote this since day one. We don't need love, we get love.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now y'all get hit to the game, but those that have been down with us already know we are about it. So we got self-acceptance, we got we have breaking barriers about, quote-unquote, fat people. We have self-image, self-esteem, self-awareness. We also have we're going to talk about super fluffies in the social media, how we're portrayed, you know, when you see on TV, you know, what you see in your neighborhood and things like that. So, you know, you definitely want to tune into next month. We're going to be on point with ours. We're going to have fun, as always. But we're also going to hit on some real serious topics. Also,
I'm working on December now as we speak. Yes, 2 months in advance. I'm working on December. I got a special guest coming in. I have a doctor friend of mine or a physician friend of mine coming in, and since December is World AIDS Day, December 2nd, I thought it would be appropriate to have this lady come in and answer our questions. We do talk about sex a lot. You know, there are a lot of things out there involved with sex, not just having fun with it, but there's some things out there that just may be bad for the health or good for the health, and we're going to have her come in and answer questions and all that good stuff. You know, we're going to talk about teen sex. We're going to talk about grown folks sex, how you can ways to protect yourself and do it safely. You know, about, you know, awareness, just reminding y'all that, you know, these are wicked times. You know, there are people out there that are wicked, and the first person you need to take care of is yourself. Can't take care of nobody unless you take care of yourself. So that's what December is going to be about. They're going to end the note on that. What's up?
Do you know what age group or what group is the largest number of brand new AIDS cases in the nation? Hello?
Hello?
Crush. Yeah, okay, there you are.
Let's go ahead, Black Reporter. What is it, Black Reporter? Tell us. If it's a new group, how am I supposed to know?
No, this is no joke. This is a God honest truth, and you're going to be shocked.
No, I'm not. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
It's women 65 and over.
Mm.
And why do we say that? Why is that so? You got women 65 and older who are becoming more and more sexually active because they are now becoming single. They are now losing their husbands and everything. And a lot of these men, a lot of these women were with one man all their lives. And now they're out there experimenting and don't know, you know, the first thing, you know, the men don't wear condoms. And that's one thing that needs to be repeated over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you know. So, but I just wanted to bring that point to everybody's attention. The one thing that we need to do, you know, we talk about sex, we have fun with sex, you know, and we talk about sex out here a lot. But if the one thing that we do, the least that we can do is have a point, an education point, where we need to let people know what's happening.
All right. So we got some professionals coming in, health professionals. They'll be calling into the show next month, December rather. And we're going to really, you know, we talk to the porn stars. We talk to, you know, we have fun with it. We talk about sex and things like that. But we're just going to take a moment and start educating. And, you know, we're going to build ties and fences. Let's say that, you know. All right. So, back to our bullshit. not like situation, but back to our bullshit. Also, I want to remind everybody that we have a special guest coming in for Trifling Week. And next week is Trifling Week. Shout out to all my trifling people. Lady C, back and forth. Next week is Trifling Week. We got a special guest coming in next Tuesday. We're going to be talking about Maury. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not even going to say no more. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all already know. I know he my baby daddy. And, y'all already know. I ain't going to say no more. I'm just going to put it like that. Next week is Maury. Which y'all know about. Where they do that at on Maury? That's next week's topic.
I'm
going to
say Maury.
You are the baby daddy.
That baby don't even look like me. That baby don't even look like me.
Look at that baby.
Nah, that's just a snip.
And then what's up with that? You are not the fire. Oh, my God. And then they run. And then they fall out.
Oh, my God.
No, before him. There was nobody but him. Oops.
I am 120% sure he is a father, Maury.
Ain't no doubt in my mind.
With me, my brother, my best friend, and what's up with the, oh my goodness, I can't wait for him to come on the show. Rico will be in the building. If y'all on Facebook, I need to look up Rico. He be on his little Brooklyn bullshit. I tell you, I'm going to make this man a blog, but you know, he's a real down to earth, real cool cat, and I dig him, so he's going to be on my show because I can do that. Because I want it popping. So he's going to be our guest. Don't worry, more information will be up. I'm going to have his little links and stuff like that up on the page. We're going to have a little bio about him and all that. More than two lines? More than two lines. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write his bio. I'm like, listen, sir, can I write this about you? I'm going to write his bio.
Cool beans.
Show y'all how y'all supposed to do.
Okay,
this
I'm
going to
hold on.
I'm
he's a
not an artist, but he is socially current event conscious. You know, Black Reporter probably have a friend. Yeah, he can bust up a ching ching with Black Reporter for a quick. Black Reporter can still appreciate it. Since he wanna leave us. Black Reporter is trifling, y'all. Just letting y'all know that Black Reporter is trifling. Black Reporter was like, yeah, I'm gonna do a blog. It's gonna be called
Actually,
In My Cubby Hole. Right? Is
you
that what it is? In My Cubby Hole? In the Cubby Hole? Or something like that, right? Black Reporter's supposed to be Black Reporter's supposed to do that blog, right, y'all? No, listen, Black Reporter, I'm talking about.
I have access to your computer. Not right this minute,
right.
I have
Black Reporter, let me tell people why you're officially trifling. All right? I'm not hating on nobody's gang. I'm not hating on nobody's gang, but Black Reporter, you're trifling. I told you, Black Reporter, you want to make a blog? Yeah, I'm going to do a blog. That was 2 months ago. No, matter of fact, that was in April. That was April when we redid the site. Lady C, he was like, yeah, I'll do it, you know, from his cubby hole. I'm like, you know, this is a blog where you could post all your current events, everything that's going on, you know, because you be having outbursts on the show and we be looking like, what? And he was like, I'm going to name it because that's why I name all my stuff, from my cubby hole. All right, fine. Made it. Even if you go to our old website, you would have seen it. Black Reporters, from my cubby hole. All right, Black Reporter, you ready? Oh, wait, hold on. I got to get this computer ready. Da, 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 da. Then Black Reporter comes on here. He says, oh, yes, I'm back to my writing. I'm going to have a column in such and such magazine. What? Where they do that at? See what, Black Reporter? Now Black Reporter wondering why he's unofficial. Mm. Just saying, Black Reporter.
Tell me about something.
Go ahead. Defend yourself. Are you trifling or not, Black Reporter?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. But I have a question. And you may know this from last night. Why is the rent too damn high?
Your rent ain't high.
You're right, it's not. But you know what I'm talking about.
You don't live in New York City. Your rent ain't high. What you talk about while you're rent's high? What?
I just love that,
not high. But where they do that at? Finally, somebody's speaking on it. You know, somebody's shining light on it, and somebody's asking that good old question. Why is it so damn high? Every 5 minutes, the rent going up and transportation going up.
And you still
why
live
is
in the
that?
Same place.
Huh? And everything is still in the same place. Yeah, minimum wage is still in the same place. What? Yeah.
Yep.
You haven't upgraded anything else, but you want us to pay more. Where's it?
But you want to upgrade. The cost of living is upgraded 20 times. You know, it's all a conspiracy. Conspiracy theory. We might have a show on that one day. We're going to let Black Reporter host it before he leaves. We'll let Black Reporter host the show by himself. Just so I can be trifling too.
I ain't going nowhere.
Uh-huh. I know. You the one who said you were. Not me. Going back to real radio. What? Hurt my feelings, Black Reporter. And I didn't even do nothing to nobody, lady. See, that's the thing. Listen, I can understand if I was sitting up there cursing about people, talking about people behind their back and something like that. But I was getting hated on from all types of angles for no apparent reason. None whatsoever. Oh, man. Bio,
what
no bio. We're going
to
talk about it online. Huh?
The reason is that you're getting bigger and you're going up, and they don't want to understand.
Stop talking about my weight.
Exactly.
Stop talking about my weight. Stop talking about my weight. I'm getting bigger.
You get it fluffier.
You ever heard about the crabs in the ballot theory?
The who?
The who?
The crabs in the ballot theory.
The crabs in the what?
You ever put a bunch of crabs in the ballot?
A bunch of crabs
in the barrel theory. Oh, you'll be talking in one sentence. Oh, okay. Yes, I know. Crab. I'm not a crab, Nick. What you trying to say?
No, I mean, if somebody's always wanting to pull you down.
The monkeys in the barrel.
Black reporter, you do not say crabs to a woman.
You know, right?
You see, I didn't understand what he was saying.
You're right.
He's a crab in a barrel fairy. I'm like, what? The hell is that?
Talking about Dumbo? No.
But I feel like
that's the old theory about black folks, is that we always pull each other down. No one can stand.
I know, right? Yeah, this is just playing. I just don't understand. Like, y'all not understand. I'm gonna post it for that. I wish I still had the chat session so y'all can see. Like, I really did not hate on nobody. Like, I really like, I didn't get slick or nothing. I just asked you for a bio, a paragraph, and I said that. I said it could have been a paragraph long. God, oh,
and you got 2 seconds.
No bio for no fucking sex show. What? You're not coming on there to be a sex expert. You're coming on there to be an artist. Like, at the end of the day, it's to help benefit you. Regardless, I have 10,000 listeners. I probably have 5 listeners that could have been brand new listeners for you. You get what I'm saying? That's what you're doing it for, right? You're doing it for the people, right?
Exactly.
I did. Like, what? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. What? It's just people like that that make me famous. Told you, haters make me famous.
What the fuck?
Haters make me famous. Black reporter made
me
famous.
Oh my God. Yes, totally.
Huh?
I say yes, totally haters. OMG.
But we're going to have, I think, I'm trying to get 2 doctors on here next for December to talk about what it's going to be about, you know, the teen thing. And then they're going to have one come on about just, like, you know, health knowledge in general, sex education and stuff like that. I think that's a good way to end the year, right?
Since it's still early, Crush, can I make a request? That
what?
We maybe get a psychologist to talk about bullying.
About what?
Bullying.
Oh, about bullying?
Mm-hmm.
Bullies? Why, are you being bullied? Somebody bullying you?
No.
We need
a
psychologist for that?
But, you know, for those kids who are of the larger set and they turn around and find themselves being teased and made fun at school and everything like that, you know.
So you want to do that for November? You want to do that for November?
No. December.
You want to do that for December?
Yeah.
But she said something about self-acceptance.
Oh, okay.
In November.
Okay. I didn't think that followed under self-acceptance. But I
well,
guess
you're
right.
Well, what you just said, that does fall under self-acceptance. Yeah, you got it. Stuff like that is concerned. I'll look into seeing if we can get a psychologist going here. I'll look into a therapist or something like that.
We may need a psychiatrist for other things, Black Reporter, but that's okay.
Like what?
Sexual addiction, maybe.
I'm sexually addicted.
95% of the people who are on it, no, never mind. I didn't say that.
On what? Bipolarism. Oh,
we won't go
wicked.
There. We won't
y'all
go there.
So y'all are wicked. I see 718. You in the building.
What up
718? How
what's
you doing, Sugar Lips?
Chilling. What's so funny with y'all tonight? What's going on?
What's up, big dog?
Nothing. You left us.
Nothing.
We were
you
looking for
us.
You.
What's that about?
No, I was cooking. My bad. I was cooking for at least
20
cars.
Oh, what you cooking?
Okay. What's
your name?
I made chicken Alfredo with a nice piece of fish.
Boy, why you coming here and
do that?
Why are you coming here and do that shit?
Because this is where they do that at, Black Report. Lady C, we should have that. We should have a cooking contest on Song Fantasy Radio.
Oh yeah.
A manly cooking contest. Who could make the most romantic meal?
Right.
Because
you
know
take
what?
A picture of it.
Yeah, something else. On that also, I'm bad. Cut you off first, but to be honest, some of y'all females that can't cook for shit.
That's all right.
Hold up. It ain't no reason why in hell you can't make a cup of fucking tea. I'm not a cook. I can make this. I can make that. I can make this and this and that. But a real nigga like me go to the grocery store and buy the food for you to cook. You sit in the kitchen scratching your head like you got dead face and shit. Like, I don't know what to do. Fuck out of here.
Where did
you
do that?
What day is it? November
8th. No. My birthday is the same day as the Thong Song birthday. Me and Cisco share the same birthday, isn't that her? Thong.
Walk through the fucking mall and follow a black motherfucker all day But you got the white motherfuckers going and tipping, stealing shit all fucking day. Where they do that at? Get the fuck out of here.
We haven't really got on some serious issues off on Fancy Radio, but next year, you know, we played in 2010. Next year we're gonna get it cracking though. We're gonna get on some real serious issues real quick next year, I think. Because you know, as y'all already know, November and December's already soon up, so now I'm working on 2K11. That's why I said next year. Like the rest of the year is already passed. I already got your schedules out for the rest of the year. However, we're gonna come back in January on our grown woman shit, our grown man shit, and we're gonna start taking things a little bit, not too much, because you know we still gotta be Phone Fantasy Radio. We still gotta be silly. We're gonna take things a little bit seriously. I think that's what we're gonna do that at.
And 11.
Look y'all. What I need to upgrade. Listen, I already got the whole year planned out, and I got ideas for next year. So you just tell me that, sir. Where they do that at? Only on phone.
Hello.
What's this, Andy?
Everybody on here. I got 2 months to go and see where they do that. Number one. Where in the fuck is the I went out this weekend. I went to a little family barbecue, family gathering we had, family whatever. And they had a little club and shit. And I was at work. I stopped by for a quick hour while I was at work, whatever. Where they do that at, where niggas would be on the line or whatever, and they see transvestites online outside, and they're like, oh, nah, that's a nigga. Oh, fuck out of here. This is some that. The way they do that at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to get up and go home with the trans, that's right. Where they do that at?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
I see that a lot.
Look. They used to say, you know the old saying, the girls get prettier at closing time.
Nah, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. I don't have much pretty in the world. It ain't enough looking in the world.
I mean, I can't even say that because I think this will be a topic. But in 2K and 2K10, them trannies, they looking good, man. I'm telling you, they on point. They got all
you heard. Hold on. You heard about going with Kingy, right? You heard about going in the rap
game. You get what I'm saying? I'm a woman on some real shit. Let me. I understand what you're saying, but just to keep it really, really, really official tissue, there is a difference between a drag queen and a tranny. Okay, first of all, let me say that. Okay. Secondly, on some real official tissue.
What's the difference?
Hold up. On some real official tissue, there are some very good looking men out there that are transsexual. There are some really, really good looking ones.
Yeah,
ladies, see, you can't tell me that you have not seen a tranny, whether it be on TV or whether it be a person, where you be like, damn, that nigga look good.
Yes,
I have. And he is fully dressed. He's fully dressed.
There's too much
shit out there. I mean, they can get rid of wrinkles. They can make your butt bigger. They can make your titties bigger. They make your dick longer. Listen, there's too much shit out there.
What else is new?
Huh?
I said, you see Nicki Minaj, before she came in the rap business, she was skinny as fuck. Now she got a porno sign booty. Where they do that at?
Exactly. So just imagine what they can do for those that want to be the opposite sex.
Look.
We can give women facial hair. We can make their voice deeper. We can get rid of titties now. We could actually form the pussy into a dick. Like,
well, I mean, look at Star's Child. I mean, not Star. Cher's Child.
Chastity.
Yeah. His name is now Chaz.
What? Yeah.
Why people know that little girl, that cute little girl that was with Sonny and Sonny and Cher, is now a guy.
Chaz.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, but that's something we could probably hit on in 2K11, you know. This is something that's happening.
I got one more to talk about. This is a good topic. It's going to start a lot of bullshit. I don't know if you had it or not. Maybe not. Maybe you have it. And this is like a nationwide.
Okay.
Nationwide to everybody go out to the club, everybody go out party and go in and hang out and shit. Where in the fuck did they do that at? When you got niggas want to walk around with their pimps and shit, but they brush them like a bag of Doritos. You got females going to walk around the fucking club with their little sister's clothes on. Now, if you're a big girl, this is the only fucking reason why you're wearing your little sister's clothes. Like, baby girl, we know you're a big girl.
Ow.
Like, I don't want to see your whole bottom row of your stomach. What killed me is that I love my big females. I love y'all to death. But there's some big girls out there that should not be wearing some of the shit they wear to the club. You got 3 or 4 rolls of something like looks like Yankee Stadium and shit on your stomach. Or what the fuck is that about? When your feet all crusty and shit. When the back of your feet like a sledgehammer and shit. What the fuck would they do that shit at? You got niggas gonna walk up in the club with their fucking church suit on and shit, walking around like, yeah, you know I'm a pimp. Go to church the next morning, smell like a club, smell like Hennessy and shit. Where the fuck they do that at? You got niggas gonna walk around the store, they brush around all bad. The breath smells so fucking bad that they bring a fucking old 1986 Cadillac to my bed and they fucking breath. Where the fuck is that shit at? Where the fuck I know it was a style back in the day, you know, it was a Halloween style where you want to get all different colors in your hair and shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people might want to say they're gay. Like, they might not want to say they're lesbians. They want to get out. Some people want to hide it like they're not eating pussy. I mean, nowadays, it's all fucking legal. Like, you got the nigga, the most Asian nigga that was gay and went up in the army. He's going to enlisted back in the army. You got gay marriages going on. Like, baby girl, I feel like someone you say, like, baby girl, if you gay, just say you gay. You got a million styles of your hair color. Like, homie to call with a sister and shit. Where the fuck they do that shit at? Like, come on. Stop it already. If you gay, you eat pussy. Where the fuck they do that shit at? I'm tired of seeing this shit. Like, important, you know I'm telling the truth. Like, come on.
That's why I'm quiet.
On the back of her head, it's like all natural, like that just for me and shit. Like, you got that just for me shit in her head. It's all nice and silky and black in the back. You just in front of her, you're like, what the fuck happened? It's black in the back and homie the car in the front. Where the fuck they do this shit? You got these females walking around with these little, that's what they call it, jeggings, it's jeans and leggings mixed.
Yep.
Like, baby girl, those are not no jeans, and those are fucking tights. Tights are the fucking outline on my clear jeans. Where the fuck they do this shit at?
Wait. A jeans and what?
It's a new style out here called jeggings. It's jeans. It's like jeans and tights. I mean, regular black tights, seems like when they do one piece dress with heels, tights. And a pair of regular jeans, now they're called jeggings. It's regular blue denim tights with the white outline going around the whole fucking leg and the pocket and the whole front of the thing like a pair of jeans and shit. They're calling it jeggings. Why the fuck they do that shit? You spent $7 on that shit? You could have put another $10 on that shit with the fucking rainbow and bought you a pair of jeans. Why the fuck
they
do that?
And D, it's high fashion.
Oh, this shit. Oh, I'm so tired of this shit.
It's now high fashion.
Tell him why you mad, D. Tell him why you mad.
Hold on. I'm about to be an asshole.
Mind you, he said he had 4 things ago. What you got now?
You know what? I'm sorry, but I had everybody on here venting tonight, and I just had called and say this one. I just had to come up and talk this. This the last one, Crush. Yeah. You might get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm about to say. This is what I call a nationwide global hood rat event. Puerto Rican, Chinese, Asian,
get alert.
I don't give a fuck what you're going through with your baby father. You can have kids with a nigga or not. If you got kids, whatever, where in the fuck they got to stop doing this shit. Females, I love y'all, but y'all got to stop doing this dumb shit. Stop treating your kids like shit because your baby father's like shit.
That's right.
Stop. Amen. Stop. Right in the fucking court for own child support check and the welfare check and shit. You get the fucking check. You get that little $500, $700, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month and fucking shit. You walking around in Gucci and Prada and Louis, this and that. Your fucking kids walking around in some 1989 Oshkosh shit has been handed down to the fucking family. Where the fuck they do that shit at? And the last thing you need the most.
That sound like more of like a trifle of week nomination right there, man.
That does.
That sound like some trifle stories right there. You know next week is trifle of week, D.
I know. I'm gonna call next week. I'm gonna have more friends. Let me say something first. If you check on my Facebook page, every other day I'm gonna send up new topics and shit on my mind. If you check on my Facebook page, you don't see what's on my fucking Facebook page. And the one thing that killed me the most, y'all can click me off this one. They can have every single motherfucking American hit it in the church mouth, church mask, fuck out. But ladies, if you got fucking kids, stop putting the next nigga in front of your fucking kids. Please. Because the kids get older and get rich and play basketball and football and shit, as you see a lot of club players out here nowadays, and the energy they want, and when they came, you say, who you want to thank first? I want to thank my manager, my coach, you know, this, my that. You know, never hear them say, most of them don't say, I want to thank my mother and my father, because motherfuckers keep putting their fucking boyfriends and girlfriends and shit in front of your fucking kids.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's exactly right, D. You're exactly right.
That sounds real right there.
Females, if you can't care for your fucking kids, keep your motherfucking legs closed. And niggas, if you can't care for a motherfucking kid, stop going up in
that
raw doggy. Nigga, they get out free
comedy
fucking day on the street.
Oh, I have to interrupt you there. I have to interrupt you there because I've got to break in for a late breaking news story.
It better be legit, the Black Reporter, because I swear I will hang up on you and you will not be back on the show for the rest of the week. It better be legit. It better not be no breaking news about
no
sport.
No.
It better not be about some wicked shit that you've seen. It better prompt.
No. This is legit. And Lady C can back me up on this. It is now against the law within the state of Louisiana, isn't it, Lady C, for young men who do the shit that they do to not, I repeat, not pick up their damn fans.
I'm glad you said something about that.
I didn't open the ball.
Not to pick up what, their pants?
To have their goddamn drawers showing in public.
Crush, you know what? I want to know if you know about this or not. It was on the computer. I was going through Facebook and a little new channels, whatever. You know, you got like different news. They go all the news in the United States, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was either last week or 2 weeks ago. Detroit, or one of them states out of fucking law right now. If you get caught with your pants under your ass cheeks and your drawers are showing, the cops can arrest you, give you 98 days in jail, and or an $800 fine.
Yes, they can.
I just want to know one question. Why in the fuck it takes damn near 25 years to pass this fucking law? But then you got niggas want to run around the crowd like, yo, why the cops fucking with me? Why the cops keep pulling up against the gate, stop me, this and this and that? Nigga, if you stop wearing your pants up under your ass, you want to worry about getting a Rodney King beat down in your fucking
head. But there is a designer out here. I don't know if y'all seen it. I caught it one day. There's a designer out here, a black lady. She made a pair of pants that actually fit on your waist, but it's like two pants top of one. Like it really fits on your waist, but the pockets and everything is made to go under your butt. So it looks like the top of one pair. It looks like basically the way it looks is, if you lift them up, it looks like two pair of pants. You're wearing two pair of pants. One is a pair of pants, and then you have another pair of pants at the bottom. They have a pair. She has. She bought it. They have them out there like that. I forgot the name. Yeah. Like I said, I'll.
Oh, Black and Porter. Black and Porter. Black and Porter.
Yeah.
I didn't correct. I heard about that. When I heard about that shit.
There's
you know who's mad about that shit?
She has all types of different styles and everything. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's better late than never, you know?
Because, you know what?
Better late than ever.
You write, because you write about that because when I heard that report or whatever, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson were both pissed off about it. Like, that pair of jeans she made.
But they not doing, you know what? Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, y'all was relevant. Y'all was relevant back in the day, but are they relevant now?
No, it's not. Like, literally.
Are they really our Black community leaders? I mean,
you know.
You know
what? As far as Jesse Jackson goes, I don't know the fuck who fuck you getting mad. Jesse kicked my ass. That's my one.
Jesse didn't call
himself. I don't
himself
know about all that.
Kicking ass.
No, I'm
going to
say this. No,
it,
listen.
Jesse
listen,
didn't call himself in too many problems. Now, Al kind of mellowed out, but and I like Al more now than I did years ago. But our community leaders are supposed to be is our is parents of these children. That's
you
who our
what?
Community leaders are supposed to be.
And you know what? Here's the thing about that, though. These parents, I hate to say it, I give credit to the parents to keep their fucking kids on a tight leash. Like, I know you're going to, I'm going to pass on here, like, Roger Porter, Lacey, everybody's going there, whatever. If you got kids, whatever, in these days and times, it's so easy for these fucking kids to get sidetracked off of school. Music.
Yeah.
Drugs. Sex. Clothes. Money. Those are the five main killers of the motherfucking hood nowadays. The hood is not where it used to be. Back in the day, we had one thing they would call, and I remember because I got a lot of ass abuse from that one thing called Big Mama. Big Mama ain't here no more.
Yeah, you're right.
What we need nowadays, and anybody, like these fucking new, all these new parents going to have kids and this and that, they're afraid of their kids' ass. I feel a parent, I'll be in the more of
you know,
if you fuck up, I'm
you know,
a
that doesn't
ass
apply
ass
to everyone.
But
you gotta also remember, there is a missing generation. Let's put that in there. There's a generation that's just absolutely lost in the head. But a lot of the people that are parents now, a lot of folks that are parents now, are
the younger they fucking kids.
Are young, but they're youngins. And you gotta also look at this as well. A lot of the kids nowadays are immune to a lot of shit. Like you can scare us straight. You know what I mean? You had the scare straight tactic, but these kids nowadays they see that shit and I don't know if it's the TV, I don't know if it's the environment, I don't know what it is, but they can see shit and they're so immune to it that it doesn't bother them. They can see a nigga laying there with a bullet hole in their head, they're not gonna feel no type of way. They're gonna keep walking by. Right? You get what I'm saying? Like they're so immune to shit that we wasn't immune to. We didn't have access to this stuff. You know what I mean? Video games wasn't as graphic. TV wasn't as graphic. You know, we was outside playing. You know what I mean? We was having fun. We was being kids. Nowadays, the kids can't go outside playing, and it's not their fault. You know what I mean? Like in the hood, you know, kids getting ran over. People, kids are getting beat up. People, kids are getting shot over the stupidest shit. So now that causes us to bring our kids in the house. And then when you bring them in the house, all that violence that they seen on the street, now it's just glued to their fucking head because they see that shit on TV. I'm not trying to blame media,
but it is the media.
But you know what?
When we was young, we didn't notice how much wicked the TV was, or the TV wasn't as wicked as it is now. Have you seen half of these video games that the kids play?
You know what I'm saying?
And these kids are not just playing them 1 hour, 2 hours. These kids are playing them 24 hours if they can a day. They're playing them 18 hours out of a 24-hour day. They're playing them 18 hours. They try to play the video game.
You know, what me first though is like what kills me also, what I was watching these parents in some building, like, okay, you 18 years old as a mother, the grandmother's 42, the great grandmother's 64. Like what the fuck? Bring that shit back. Like, yo,
exactly.
These parents these days that one just have these new kids, whatever, and the mothers and this and this and that got their little 14,
like the kid is 18
year old,
and the mother's 32.
Why can't the motherfucking mothers these days, why can't the parents these days start having a backbone they used to have? Like, I know a lot of people don't want to be like this. I know a lot of parents.
Because we
want to
be our kids
first.
They don't have the backbone in them. They don't have it installed in them. I'm telling you, there's a lost generation.
I know.
And then there's that baby boom generation. Remember, we're part of that baby boom generation, right? Do you have that lost generation? Yeah. Okay, you also got to look at it like this, too. Yeah, back in the day, you had teenage mothers out there. Yeah, maybe your mother even had you when she was 15, she was 16. You know what I'm saying? But you did have somebody called the big mama in the family. You had that one person in the family that held shit down. Now, this doesn't apply to everybody.
Big mama wasn't in her 50s. Big mama was in her 70s or 80s. And
Big mama held shit down. Like
Medea.
Huh?
I said, you're right. Big mama back in the day, like
Big mama passed on, and I mean, you got some women out there, you got some families out there where everything was, and also you got to look at it like this. There was also that one male figure in your life, may have been your uncle. It may have been a family friend. It may have been somebody like that actually took up or stood up or told you, no, you don't do that, or no, this is how you're supposed to. Somebody you emulated. As time progressing, as we socially evolved, a male presence directly inside of the family structure begins to fade away. And yes, we use the excuse that, okay, the mother got to play two parts, the mother has to do this, the mother has to do that. But a lot of these families are single-parent homes. And I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's truthful, okay, so maybe, but it is realistic. A lot of these things are single parents, and then, you know, oh, I'm tired, I can't do it with you right now, or I'm yelling, and I'm too busy yelling, fussing, and struggling, that I don't have the time to sit up here and tell you, no, don't do this, no, don't do that, and you end up fending for your damn self. Like I said, I'm not saying
else?
That's right.
And you know what else? I hate to say that, but you know what else? You're right about what you're saying. What also killing me that, yo, as far as I go, there are not that many fucking role models right here now. Because when we were growing up and all that.
They're out here, but they're not being highlighted. See, that's the thing. If you can't say they're not out here if you don't see them. You get what I'm saying? Like, they out here, just like they say, black crime is on the rise or crime is on the rise, and crime is not on the rise.
It's
you get what I'm saying? Like,
it
depends on when you compare. Like, you do more. Like, okay, my thing is I couldn't understand was how is everybody the inner city youth, the inner city youth, the inner city youth. But it wasn't no inner city youth that go in there and shoot up a school.
Right.
True. You know what I mean? You got metal detectors all through the urban areas. You got metal detectors all through the urban areas. You got all these police all everywhere. But it'd be right there in the suburbs or the quiet areas that where these people are doing the most wickedest shit. This person got killed because they're stupid. They were doing the stupidest shit. You know what I mean? Or they somebody standing on a bridge throwing rocks at cars. They not from the hood.
Yeah. Where's Columbine?
You get what I'm saying? And a lot of people feel they got their focus on the wrong. They got their focus, and they want you to focus on the wrong shit. There are positive black men out there. There are positive women out there. There are positive people that not sitting out there. But as soon as you mention them, they cut them off real quick.
Right.
They'll do a highlight. They'll do it, like, even on the news. They even try it on the news. They'll do a highlight. They'll give you 30 seconds. Oh, this person's a good person. Blah, 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 blah. Then right after that, you got five stories, 5 minutes long about somebody getting shot. Or somebody in the interview getting raped. Or somebody sitting up there, you know, this person won the spelling bee. Nobody put that on YouTube. But let this motherfucker kill himself. Get caught on camera killing himself. And that's going around, and I'm guilty of it. That's going around like fucking hotcakes.
That's so sad.
So,
you know,
but I think we're going to have to continue this conversation on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks.
I think this is a conversation we're going to continue on Thursday. We're going to, where Big Mama at? That's what
she's no longer
a question. Is this a conversation we've been needing to have for a while?
Hell yeah. This is kind of, you know, that's like, you know what? This is a conversation that not only that we should have had on Crush, on radio or whatever, this is a conversation that needed to be on the fucking TV for the longest. Because,
yeah,
like Crush said, honestly speaking, I'm getting tired of looking at the motherfucking news. It should be time to turn the news on. Oh, black guy went in the job, killed 3 people. You got jerk, Minnesota, move what I run on. We got New York, urban community, New Jersey, Virginia, PA, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, California. All fucking black neighborhoods is always this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never hear about a white motherfucker running around shooting up some shit. White motherfucker gets swept under a rug. If you think about it, Columbine, white. Virginia Tech, white. Texas A&M that happened last month, almost a month ago, white.
Upstate in
upstate New York in a big place.
What was that, in a postal office or something like that?
In Tennessee. That was in Tennessee.
And you got two killed
in the post office.
Mm.
Yo, what killed
you? No. There was
you
know, we don't want to, like I said, I don't want to take it 2 steps or 3 steps backwards and say, oh, this is all a racial thing and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are all responsible for our own actions, regardless of what color you are, regardless of what community you come from, regardless of what environment you come from, because everybody that watches the news or everybody that watches TV are not killers. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Everybody that come from a broken home are not out there selling dope. Everybody,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So there is something, somebody or something, or maybe it's something in the food that really got people on the right track. Because like I said, there are role models out there. We just don't see them. We hear about them, but it's too late. You know, you got kids out there that are 18, 17 years old that's doing a hell of a lot for their community, but we don't hear about them.
They never get on TV. We never hear about them
because we're not looking for them. You get what I'm saying? I think that's something we probably start in 2K11 too, just trying to find something that's extremely incredible that, okay, we need to bring this up here. You know what I mean? Like, we need to talk about this right here. We'll see. Anyway, people, I got to wind it down because I got to host another show. Yes, I know. Y'all miss me.
I can close the shop.
You doing the next show on this number, or what number are you going to next?
No, I'm about to tell y'all that right now.
Okay.
I am taking it to the other side of the phone fancy radio. We're going to the Quickie Expose, which is actually going down in 10 minutes. At 11 p.m. The number for the Quickie Expose is 858. Hope that got your pins. That's 858-769-4738. Just press that number one. So when we hang up at 11 o'clock, call in 858-769-4738.
What's the topic for tonight? What's the topic for tonight, babe?
All right, I'm gonna tell y'all in a minute. Hold on. Like I said, I am not working with a computer, so y'all need to bear with me here real quick. But I do have it written down. Hold on. I'm not working with a computer, so. Y'all gotta bear with me. I'm doing everything manually right now. Yes, we are doing shit manually. I know y'all don't like, what the hell. Who do you like to watch? Voyeurism. Take the energy that you're feeling, the where the fuck they do this ass, the what the fuck moments, all that, put it in a box. Put a lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put some string on it, tie it up in a little knot, put it on the shelf, and then bring that back out
this Thursday at 9 p.m. on Full Fantasy Radio. But now we need you to go into the bedroom. Go into the bedroom, find your sexy drawers. Okay? And when you put on your sexy drawers, and then we need y'all to call up and get in your sexy mode, and we're going to start digging into your sexy life. So, the quickie expose is going down. It's going down in, what's that,
oh,
Aiden?
Shit.
Yeah, the quickie expose. We're about to get all up in your bin here. So, we just got 5 minutes remaining on the Clizoc. So, go ahead, Black Reporter. Lady C, B, in Saint Germain, 347, the 111111, all those people that just called up and listened in and tuned in, thank y'all for doing so. But y'all can join us on the Quickie Exposé. The number again, 858-769-4738. All right, so go ahead, Black Reporter, let us out, and we'll be back here Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Bye.
And once again, thank you for visiting us here at Phone Fantasy Radio, and what time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow's in here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in. You can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we played, now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we see you on Thursday night, we'll be talking about more of what the, where the hell did you do that at? You are in. And we are out. See you
peace
on the next expose.
Bye. Quickie expose going down right in the valley.
Oh.